Hello, and welcome to the Parkinson's Empowerment Podcast, where we hope to help people with Parkinson's live their best lives by listening to others share their Parkinson's journey, hearing from clinicians and specialists, and keeping up to date with the latest research and resources. I'm your host, Robin Barclay, physical therapist, certified exercise expert for aging adults, owner of Safe at Home Physical Therapy and Rocksteady Boxing Victor here in upstate New York, where we see people in their homes, in our clinic for individualized sessions and group classes. We believe movement is medicine, and we want to help you keep on moving and doing the things you love. Today, our guest is Suzanne Johnston, owner of Speech and Communication Services, located in Brighton, New York, on 95 Allen's Creek Road. And she is here to talk to us about why speech is so important for people with Parkinson's. Suzanne has over 25 years of experience in the Rochester community. And I just wanted to share some things that she specializes in as a speech therapist. A lot of people don't realize the different things that speech therapists can help you with. So obviously, adult and child speech and language, cognition, voice, swallowing and feeding, auditory processing, accent modification, oral rehabilitation, which is A-U-R-A-L, which the goal of oral rehabilitation is to eliminate the hearing loss-induced deficits of activity, participation, and quality of life. Another one of her specializations is that she is sign language proficient.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So I find with the people that I see here that their voices are lower. Some people say that they have trouble chewing or swallowing, and I said, you need to go see a speech therapist. Can you tell me and us some of the things that you see with people with Parkinson's and why speech is important for them?
Absolutely. So yes, voice changes and swallowing changes are a couple of the areas where Parkinson's disease can have an effect. We also see changes in articulation and the ability to speak words clearly because of what we call type O kinetic dysarthria that happens as a result of Parkinson's disease progression. Oftentimes, people will come into my office and the person with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease will say, gee, I think my husband or my wife is losing their hearing. They can't seem to understand what I'm saying anymore. When in fact, it's really the person with Parkinson's disease who has changes in their volume, in their loudness of their voice, which is typical, as well as the quality of their voice. It may become more hoarse, weaker, as well as their articulation, their ability to articulate words clearly. Some of the other changes are changes in speaking rate. Hypokinetic dysarthria means that people who, when they're speaking to others, will often speak at a very rapid rate with not a lot of inflection or intonation in their voice. So it ends up sounding kind of flat and very difficult for the listener to understand. And this is why a person with Parkinson's disease often feels that people just can't hear them. They feel that they're speaking clearly and they should be able to be understood when in fact their partner is having a lot of difficulty because of those changes.
Well, that's interesting information because in our class, you know, we start each class with a joke and with a get to know you. And part of the reason we do that is we want people to work on their voice and being loud and slowing down and saying things clearly. So we have some people that get up and they like to, they have jokes in their pocket. Like we have definitely our handful of boxers that come in with a list of jokes in their pocket ready to go. But some of them have very quiet voices. So we have them start over, take a deep breath, and slow down so that we can hear the punchline. And we do oftentimes when I have couples come in for when I eval somebody, there is that argument always about it's not that I'm not talking loud enough. It's that you can't hear me. You need hearing aids. So my last guest talked about that as well. So that's something I hear a lot too.
Right. Yes. So the other piece, and it's great to hear that you're doing joke telling, because another, one of the things that we see in people with Parkinson's disease also is a change in expression, facial expression, as well as sort of a more stooped type posture. And that can change a lot of nonverbal signals, that emotional content in the intonation and inflection in the voice has also become becomes flattened. So it's important for people to work on, they actually have to work on keeping up with those kinds of skills. One of the programs that we use in my office, in my practice, is the Speak Out program, which is through the Parkinson's Voice Project. And I'm a certified Speak Out provider. And the catchword, the buzzword for that program is speaking with intent, speaking with intention. That is putting emphasis on every word and using inflection and using those more subtle features in voice and communication to be clear, to articulate clearly, and to use the voice effectively.
Yeah, and that's something that definitely can help a lot of people that come in here. One of the things that we did before the pandemic was we'd go around and we'd have a hat and they'd have to pull up an expression out of the hat, like happy, sad, angry, excited. And then everyone else would have to guess what their expression is. So they really had to work at it. Then during the pandemic, when we finally were able to come back in, everybody had their corner, that box they had to stay in, they had their mask on. So we did it then and it was even harder. But I mean, it was almost good because they had to really work that much harder to get that expression right. With their mask on.
Right.
So
more emphasis on everything that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in Parkinson's disease, that's exactly what happens. That emphasis, that intention, that deliberate movement, deliberate voice, deliberate expression is what becomes more muted and affected over time.
Right.
So that is certainly an area that I deal with a lot with people with Parkinson's disease. For some of the other things that we see that are also very important with people with Parkinson's disease is we monitor to see how well they're eating and swallowing. So we know that those changes over time can be subtle. We watch for things like, again, that dysarthria, that weakness in the muscles of the mouth and the throat. We watch for whether or not that person is maintaining their body weight and eating enough. If they've had any challenges with eating or drinking or coughing or choking episodes. And if we see those kinds of signs, we often will work directly on swallowing function. And that is how to manage what you eat, how to choose the right kinds of foods, how to swallow safely and effectively. And then also we work on strengthening other areas that affect swallowing, such as breathing or our airway protection when we're swallowing, to make sure that food is not going down the wrong way. So some of the kinds of things that we might see in people who come to us with Parkinson's disease and have some of those subtle changes is they may begin to not want to go out to restaurants anymore because they're having more difficulty eating, or they may be coughing during a meal or choking. They may have post-nasal drip or drainage from the nose during a meal. These are all subtle signs of swallowing problems.
So that's the nasal drip that you talk about. That's something that you can help just by working on their swallowing?
Well, indirectly. I don't work on the nasal drip.
right.
But we work indirectly on swallowing that can have an effect on that.
On that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, of course, there are other means of dealing with secretion management, some medications can help with that. It's a balancing act because medications can help, for instance, dry you out But also those same medications that dry you out may dry out areas of your body that you don't wish to have dried out, such as your vocal cords. And then you may have more challenges with your voice. So it's always a balancing act. I think one of the important things for people with Parkinson's disease, we know that swallowing and eating with others is a huge social piece of our life.
Right.
And when you have challenges with eating and swallowing, that affects a big part of our lives. And of course, communication too, although I find communication tends to be more of an afterthought. But in the end, it's really so very important and vital for us as individuals to be able to enjoy food with another person, to be able to communicate with another person. So these are all very vital functions that we address with people with Parkinson's disease.
And there's such a correlation between the PT and the speech, and the, so important for us to refer to each other, because you talk about people not wanting to go out to restaurants and things because of the chewing and the swallowing, being embarrassed maybe about their bringing their hand, their, you know, a spoonful of soup to their mouth because they're tremoring. But also I hear from people, they don't want to go out to restaurants because, as we know, people tend to, if they have freezing, you know, and they get in small spaces, it's hard to go sit in a booth at a restaurant, or if they have an assistive device, to move that around a crowded restaurant. So there's a lot of good reasons for us to work together. So, you know, we can take one aspect and you can help with the other. And you mentioned posture is huge, for breathing and talking, but posture is also huge for balance and walking. And
emotional affect.
Right.
Conveying a feeling, an attitude, communicating that physical piece is really important.
Yeah, definitely.
The other area that probably goes unsung a little bit, but we do address in people with Parkinson's disease, and in later stages of the disease, we often see cognitive changes. And so right from the get-go, we begin to work with people on organizational abilities, how to stay organized, how to remember information, and follow through with tasks. So that is something that we also address as speech language pathologists.
Right. And those are things that can be improved, like the, like what we see in here is, so I'll ask somebody to walk across the room. Okay, now walk across the room and count backwards by threes while they, their gait slows down tremendously. Not everybody, but the people who are have trouble with dual tasking, or with, if you're crossing the street talking to your grandchild and you or your wife, and you have to say, just wait until we get across the street. I have to concentrate on crossing the street. Or maybe they like to walk, maybe they always walked to their office and were read the paper. Well, now they can't do that. So, but that, those are things that can be improved and get better.
And also addressing awareness, not just with the person with Parkinson's disease, but also the family and the people around that person, you know, what's needed. So planning for treatment and for care that is really addressing a bigger picture. That is, it takes a village. It's a community of people that Parkinson's disease affects. And so working not just with a person with Parkinson's disease, but also with the people around them to help them, to remind them, to support them, those kinds of things.
Definitely. Is there any, is there an example of an exercise that you would give to anybody with Parkinson's as like, you should do this every day? Like my thing is you need to get up and down from your chair three times a day, as many times as you can, or stand on, hold on, stand in front of the kitchen sink, stand on one foot and hold it up there for 30 seconds or as long as you can, and do that every day, you know. Those are things I just, even people without Parkinson's, like these are things you should be doing. Is there anything that's like your go-to, like for speech that?
Absolutely. So that's a great point. And this, these are things that, and I think Parkinson's disease, but people even without Parkinson's disease should be working every day to continue to use the skills that they have. I really love singing in the shower. Okay.
I do that.
Or in the bathtub, depending on.
Or in the car.
Yes, or in the car, but singing. And when we sing, we use our breath support. We use great respiratory efficiency. We sing with intention and volume. We have that rhythm that's imposed by the song that helps us to speak clearly. We open our mouth. So in just singing, we can really help ourselves in many ways in terms of swallowing and speech. As a matter of fact, the Parkinson's Voice Project, as I mentioned before, they actually have a huge Parkinson's chorus that you can listen to online.
I heard about that.
And,
yeah.
It's one of the reasons they got that chorus going, is because we know that singing can help not just physical needs, but also mental.
Yeah.
Mentally, it helps you, I think, to just be able to sing out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually have a couple of boxers that come, and they are in their own individual choruses that they do. One with the church, and another guy is a part of the chorus group. So sometimes if I'm having trouble getting my speaker hooked up to my phone, I'll say, okay, start singing a song, and he'll just bust out. And he's got a beautiful voice. But yeah, sometimes we'll do military cadence in here while we're exercising.
Right.
But yeah, that would be great to have, like, you come and do maybe a Christmas carol night, because that would be great.
Yeah,
they would love that.
Very useful. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Christmas carols,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are some of the things that stand out to me
mm-hmm.
when I work with people with Parkinson's disease.
Great. Is there anything else you wanted to share? You shared a lot. That was good.
Yeah. I just want to thank you for having me. And if you or any of your loved ones has any questions about Parkinson's disease and speech and swallowing and other changes, feel free to reach out to me at my office, my practice in Brighton. It's Speech and Communication Services, and our number is 585-314-1807.
Perfect.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming, Suzanne, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you have any questions or comment, please go to our website, safeathomept.com, and fill out the form. Or give us a call at 585-398-6050. Have a great week, and we hope you join us for the next podcast. Remember, movement is medicine. Keep on moving.